Here are today's top stories. Well, tomorrow is the Indiana State primary, a primary that could be big for Donald Trump, which is why Ted Cruz is all over the state. If Trump wins, he could get the necessary delegates to end this thing once and for all. But what's the fun in that? Indiana, do your duty to keep this clown show going. On the Democrat side, nobody's buying tickets to that clown show anymore. Hillary's like the Russian lion tamer. She's just about got Bernie Sanders to roll over and balance himself on that ball. But Bernie roars once in a while and inevitably goes back in his cage. And then the dirt bikes do a bunch of figure eights in that caged ball of death, and the acrobats flip up. You know what? I lost the metaphor. Sorry. And if you missed it, political candidates spent about $22 million on the Illinois primary election. $22 million for one state's primary. Nah, I don't think we got a problem with money in politics. Nothing to see here. Move along. It's all good. The state medical marijuana task force met today to recommend changes to the state program, but folks on the board are calling out Governor Rauner for routinely ignoring their recommendations. Like, for instance, they want more black lights, louder speakers, more space in the state fridge for edibles, and a digital copy of Big Lebowski. Come on, Governor. Come on, man. It's easy. We love Lebowski. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. Couple of stories for the old no-duh segment. The Trib reports that millionaires gave Mayor Emanuel sports tickets and possible rides in private jets. I'm shocked. Rahm doesn't fly coach? I would think he'd be like the guy who likes to sit in the middle. And sports tickets? Wait, the mayor doesn't pay for sports tickets? Let's be honest here. Half the crowd at a Bulls or a Cubs game doesn't pay for those tickets. They might as well just say, hey, thanks to Bank of America, every time there's a game. And this story, too, the former United Airlines CEO got $36 million as a severance package. Last time I checked, that was normal, right? I mean, when you got laid off, you got what, $15 million? Oh, wait, at least 2 weeks' pay, right? How about 2 days' pay? How about a Starbucks card? No? At least you got to take your stuff. You didn't get to take your stuff? Ah. Anyway, speaking of Starbucks, a Chicago woman went to great lengths to get into the newspaper. She's suing Starbucks for putting too much ice in their iced drinks, therefore getting less coffee. You know, you could just get naked and run through Daily Plaza and they'd put you on the news, too. But as a former barista, I will say that at least she did not order the Frappuccino. I hated making those. You got to blend all this stuff. Don't order those. Whatever you do, unless you want to torture the workers. That's my May Day message for you. Don't order the Frappuccino. In real estate news, you know when you read the apartment listings and it says steps from the L? Well, I guess more and more developers are scooping up apartments closer to transportation and jacking up the rent. That means if you don't have money, you can't live by the train. Wow. So if you live in an apartment like the one in Blues Brothers, now that's a sign of wealth? It's 2016, man. What's next? You pay a premium for cockroaches? Man, you have the coolest rat and roach problem. You're so elite. In weather, what was that yellow thing in the sky today? That blinding ball? A sun? Sun? Whatever it was, I like it. In sports, Draft Town is gone, disassembled. It's like it never existed. It's almost like Detroit. Oh, come on, that was low. By all accounts, the Bears had a successful draft, getting some defensive help at safety and defensive end, and getting the guard of the future in Colin Whitehair. Great offensive line name. I can hear Gruden now. Look at Whitehair grind. What a pancake block. Holding, number 77. Can't put your hands up like that, Whitehair. The rookies are in, and that means that the Bears quickly moved to cut two veterans, guard Matt Slauson and safety Antrell Roll. Roll took a parting shot at the Bears, saying that the facilities were terrible, the worst he'd ever been around. That plus the fact that Soldier Field looks like a ATV rally by November. Maybe it's time to look at what's going on there. Maybe get a new gardener. Maybe change up the seeds. I don't know. Sunlight, water. I don't know how it works. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh tonight for a road trip as they continue their quest to best middle school Fridays with Crazy Suit Day. It's so fun and so fourth grade at the same time. There's a big showdown with the Pirates, who are in second place in the Central. Hayward's getting the night off because he's in a slump. 0-17 recently. Man, and they still have the best record in baseball. Come on. The Sox have the night off after a wonderful 5-2 road trip. They return for a set starting with the first place Boston Red Sox tomorrow. So get ready for every fan to post on Facebook, yes, I got tickets to see my beloved Red Sox. I hate it. I hate when the Red Sox come to town. Am I the only one that feels that way? Ugh, it's annoying. Almost as annoying when the Yankees come to town. But still, same thing. Or when they play the Cubs. When the Yankees play the Cubs. Oh, God. Calm down, everybody. It's one baseball game and May. And finally tonight, Navy Pier is getting a new hotel. Not a bad idea. Actually, I would go further. I would break the pier off from the mainland and just have it be called Navy Pier Island and have it completely separate from Chicago. Then tourists could eat Bubba Gumps and churros and ride Ferris wheels forever, and we'd never, ever, 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 never, ever, never, ever again have to go there. Oh, yeah, they do have the McDonald's of the future. Never mind. Dumb idea. Well, that's the carryout for May 2nd, 2016. Hey, here's your drinks. We put the lids on really loose, you know, because we're sadists.